manager of our Moore Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
Randy, I'll tell you, what a great, great time. We just left Las Vegas. What a wonderful time it was. Many great people, but it's sure wonderful to be home and ready to get this show on the road. I know you got a lot of great speakers tonight.
Joe, Randy,
can you hear me all right, Randy?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. I don't know what that was, but go ahead.
Just wanted to be sure. And we're still going with Mr. Chris Hughes, right? A Platinum 2 executive record, making $200,000 a year, just received the first ever Travis Alexander Award, a prestigious award that will be given once each year for a deserving person. It was a very hard decision, but when all things were said, as you and I agreed, Mr. Chris Hughes was the one to receive it this year. So now at this time, Randy, I'm going to turn it back to you and Mr. Chris Hughes. Chris on the phone, Randy?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me okay?
Hey, man, you worried me for a minute, my friend. It's always an honor to have you on, Chris, and thank you so much for all you contribute to our team.
Hey, thank you so much, and thank you both for the award. And if I may, Randy, if you're still here, would you? I never got the check back, but would you like me to just recap that really briefly for the organization?
Yes, if you would. We've got several speakers that are going to chime in, but if you'll just start, if you don't mind, Chris, just the beginning of the breakout and take it forward. Then we've got Mr. Dave Hall, Mr. Jeff Hughes. We've got several on tonight, too, so go ahead.
All right, good stuff. Well, very good. Well, I absolutely loved this event. I don't know what it was. I kept telling my wife, though, when the event was over. Actually, ever since we got home, and even on the trip back, I love that convention. And she's like, yeah, it was really fun, wasn't it? And then, a couple hours later, I'd say, I had so much fun at this convention. And she's like, yeah, it really was fun, wasn't it? And we probably said it, I don't know, six or seven times, either her or I, just talking about how much we enjoyed this convention. It was just so much fun, and we had so many people there, and the Moore Success Team. And I guess I'll just start really briefly with the breakout. The breakout is, as has been said many times, is for many people the highlight of the event. And it's great for all of us to get together. And for any of you that missed it, I just hope that you'll, be at the next one. The next one will be on a Sunday in Oklahoma City. But, I love being able to tell my people, hey, all the people that got this thing started, this whole organization, the founders of this team are going to be there. We can introduce you to them, and Ken Moore and Randy Moore. And, then we can brag on the three generations of Moore success and with Jeremy Moore and all three of them being millionaires. I mean, what a story. That's something that we, you talk about bragging rights. That's bragging rights that this organization has and only this organization has. This morning, I was on a call with Mark Smith. He's running for his $1 million ring by Oklahoma City, and he was talking about these three generations of millionaires. And I just kind of sat there and let him tell the story. But I was thinking, that's my team, that's our team, that's the team that I'm a part of and that we're all a part of, and we should be very proud about not only that, but also to be a part of a company that can have three generations of Millionaire Club members. Most companies never stay around that long to have three generations of millionaires. And so, that was one of the first things that really stood out to me about the breakout, is just having the three of them there. And then, I thought a couple of the highlights, at least for me, were having Clancy Talbot there, who is a member of the Moore Success Team, who was in a terrible accident, four-wheeling accident. Long story short, had God not been involved, she wouldn't be here. But because God was involved, and his will was that she still be here, she's still here. Not only is she here, but she was at the Las Vegas breakout. And it was neat to hear her story told by Mr. Dave Hall, who I think we'll hear from a little later. And then to have her standing there was amazing. And then, Mr. Moore asked me to put together the Travis Alexander Memorial Award for our belated and beloved friend Travis Alexander, who was an incredible mentor and an incredible part of the Moore Success Team, who recently was taken from us tragically. And so they asked me to put this award together and this presentation that we'll do annually, and award the person on the team who had overcome life's adversities and come from maybe a lower place in life to a station of influence and significance, and And I had picked somebody, and we kind of talked about it, and we all voted on somebody. And long story short, when I brought Randy and Kim and Jeremy up and their spouses, their wives, to give the award, they threw a curveball at me and awarded me with that. And I just cried like a child. It meant so much to me to have that award. And Travis Alexander was like a brother to me. And to be able to win that award the first time was such a treasure for me. And I thank you, all of you, so much for that. And I've already got my acrylic, a beautiful award up right in the center stage in my trophy case. It's got light, nice bright lights on it, and it's beautiful. I thank you for that. But also, I loved everything about the breakout. I loved all the talks. I loved Mr. Kimbrell's philosophy. He's such a great philosopher. And then listening to Jeff Hughes, I think Jeff Hughes is one of the best trainers in the whole company, bar none. I don't know what it is, but he's a masterful storyteller, and he just draws you in. And it's so simple, and it's so down to earth, and it's so believable. There's nobody that can teach the simplistic nature of this business better than Jeff Hughes, and I just loved all of that. And then, of course, the executive director banquet, to be able to see all the Moores and the Hughes brothers and all the top leadership, the Kimbrells, and you know, all the executives on the team, Dave Hall and all the ring earners, and Jacob Medford, and, you know, I'd go on and on and on about all the, there's too many EDs to count, but to see them all dressed up in their tuxedos and evening gowns and enjoy that nice meal and to see all the six-figure ring earners, the whole event was magic for me, both of you, Mrs. Moore, I guess I should say. Just loved the event. I loved the success stories, all the people telling their stories, and this is a special event for our team because, again, we saw Ken Moore, Randy Moore, and Jeremy Moore, all three of them, and I've never seen that happen before. I think that was the first time and hopefully not the last time, but here was three people that had all become millionaires. Our upline, many of us, if not all of us, I mean, we're all under Ken Moore for sure, but to be able to tell their story up there and bounce it back and forth and talk about the importance of family. And I love Ken talking about their priorities as a family and also as an organization. And we certainly have followed suit in our organization, is that it's faith first, and family second, and prepaid third. And he's always taught that if you follow that order, you never get it out of order, that you'll do good and that you'll be blessed and have prosperous business. This was my first event to be able to train at as well and be able to get up there and talk about my favorite subject, which is personal development. And that was a thrill to be able to address 12,000 people. And, Ken and Randy, I don't know if you've heard, but we had a little breakout as well on the back end. It was so nice to have bookend breakouts. We came in on the More Success team in the front end, and then the Team Renew organization got together on the back end Saturday night. We had 300 people in a room. And we gave out lots of recognition, had all of our new EDs come across the stage, and had a brand new executive that just popped right before we went to Vegas, which was Deanne Foster. The very first time to hit executive director out of Utah, so we got to hear from her, and it was just a really wonderful night. And you know what we did at the end of the night, and I'll pass it back over to you, Randy, is we had everybody in the room get with their immediate upline executive director, and we had them sign in the journal of their executive director what level they were going to be in Oklahoma City. We had them write, you know, I am an executive director by OKC 2009, or I am a manager, or I am a director, or whatever, and then we had them sign it, and it's amazing. I was looking through mine today, and I've got dozens and dozens of signatures and goals in my book. I just can't wait to see that come to fruition for so many of those people and to hold them accountable and to help more and more people on the More Success team have success. But it was an absolutely amazing event. If I may just say this, for those of you that weren't there, and I know we're probably preaching to the choir to most of you, but some of you weren't there for whatever reason, and someone will probably cover this later, but be sure to get your tickets to Oklahoma City now. Be sure to get your hotels, because the hotel rooms fill up fast, and once they're sold out, then you've got to drive from 10, 15 minutes away to get into the event. You want to make sure you get all that taken care of now and get to that event. It's going to be absolutely marvelous. I just want to thank all of the Moores for all they do for this organization. I love the new website that was launched. I'm not sure if somebody has a piece to talk on that. Just to be brief, I love the website. I think it's good. I think it's a good-looking website. It's functional. And I've already used it. It was great. Somebody asked me a question the other day, and I said, you know what? That's all on the More Success Team website. Go to moresuccessteam.com, and they were able to go there and get what they needed. And I thought, man, I love it. I've already been able to push that tool. So thank you so much. Amazing event. Wonderful to see you all. And I can't wait to see more people on the More Success Team get their rings and go executive director and platinum and beyond. So back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Chris. Thank you very much. Again, we did launch that new website, moresuccessteam.com. And for you that are going to go ahead and get registered for Oklahoma City, you go to the front page and there's a button there that you can click. You can buy your tickets, connect you to prepaid legal, get your tickets. And then, of course, if you want to go ahead and pre-register for the breakout session, you can do right on that front page. So I encourage you to use that. And probably, I think, next Monday night, we'll probably have a segment of our call on that new website so everyone will be able to use that. But now I want to go out to the state of Utah to the regional vice president, $100,000 ring earner, platinum executive director, Mr. Dave Hall. Dave, are you on the call?
Hey, I am here, Mr. Moore.
Dave, I know you're excited. I talked to you prior to this call. You were pumped up, just flat out fired up about the convention. Why don't you share your experiences with everyone?
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's unanimous. That was by far the most incredible convention that we've ever been to. You wonder how they could possibly top that in Oklahoma. You always keep thinking, hey, we had to have hit the apex, next time it can't be this good again. But, it just seems like all the ducks are lined up in a row now. I remember early on in the business, going to my first few events, back when, man, you couldn't count any counters that didn't come out of director lines or, they just had all these little things that we were still having success. And yet the comp plan was so difficult to qualify for ED or to move up the compensation planner. It's just like everything's in place. And then you add the identity theft product, and you add the timing, the advertising, and the marketplace that we're getting on the nightly news every single night. I mean, just everything is in place. And then they add on the champion bonus and then the expansion bonus. It's like, man, we were already making good money. Now you're going to give us thousands of dollars more every single month for doing what we were already doing. I'm watching people's incomes on my team just go through the roof. I mean, here's, for example, my mom. My mom in her 60s started this business in her 60s, now making over $10,000 a month. We got people like Mr. Ryan Burns, who was the number five top recruiter in the nation. His income's already up over $10,000 a month, and then, he has another girl on his team that was the number one recruiter in the nation, Ms. Bryn Munson. We got just executive directors lined up, like airplanes coming in to land at an airport that's busy. I mean, they're just hovering, waiting for that runway to walk the stage as new EDs. And I've never experienced this in prepaid legal. I've never had so much momentum, so much excitement going on. It's just absolutely amazing for us to be in the presence of the Moors at our breakout and at convention. I don't think that most people in prepaid legal understand the significance of this family and their commitment and diligence and relationship with Mr. Stone Cipher. And unfortunately, most people don't get the proper recognition and credit while they're still alive. That's just been how history writes itself. We finally recognize what incredible people are to us once they're gone. And that's obviously, going to be the case because if people on the More Success Team knew how important these people were to prepaid legal, we couldn't find an event location to house them all. And so, I made sure to tell my team, while you have a chance to meet the Moors, absolutely get down there. Take your cameras, take your profiles of success book, make sure you get autographs, be able to say that I knew the Moors because, all of us are going to check out at some time. And, we witnessed that exact situation with the Travis Alexander Award. We didn't realize what a good friend and leader and mentor we had in Mr. Alexander until, his untimely passing. And I was sitting there wearing Travis's shirt, wearing his tie, wearing his shoes, Chris was starting to announce the award, and I was thinking, why are you announcing the award? You should be getting this award. This is so weird that you're announcing an award that you should be getting. I'm like, man, why aren't you getting this? And so that made it so enjoyable to see that the Morris had totally duped Chris. Not that I always like to see Chris being duped, but I do like to see Chris being duped quite a bit now that I think about it. But to see how spontaneous that was, that here he is, given the history and the background on an incredible, incredible individual, Mr. Alexander, and how poetic to have Chris be the first recipient of the prestigious Travis Alexander Award, and I can only imagine, you know, how he cleared out his trophy case to make sure that that's up there. But, you know, I watched new associates that have been in less than 3 months buying thousands of dollars worth of tools coming out of this event. I mean, the belief level that was created at this event with not only my seasoned veterans that have been around for 5+ years, but the new people that are there going, I get it. I understand the timing that we're in. I mean, dozens and dozens of tickets were sold for the Oklahoma City event while we were still there in Vegas. Most people come out, yeah, I'll go get it. They were like fighting for the tickets. I got people that were absolutely furiously upset when they called me today and said, corporate will only let me buy 5 tickets. And I said, you just got to call and get a couple other associate numbers and buy them under their numbers. I'm like, oh, yeah, what did I think of that? But blocks and blocks of tickets are being sold. People are absolutely in a panic mode to make sure that they're there with their team in Oklahoma City. Just never have we experienced this momentum. Income's up, recruiting's up, we're popping EDs left and right. We've never had so much rich content, so much fun at an event. I'm going to have to go drink a case of Mountain Dew just to settle down and sleep tonight. So, Mr. Moore, I don't know what else to say other than fabulous, fabulous event. I'm literally going to have to go get some downers or something like that. I can't control myself thinking about what the opportunity is right now.
Well, Mr. Hall, your enthusiasm is definitely huge, and we appreciate you being on the call tonight. And it was great to see you and your team in Las Vegas.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm glad to be there.
Thanks for being on, Dave. Now we want to go out to Fort Worth, Texas, to Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, $200,000 income earner, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call?
I am, sir.
Hey, man, you made it back. We're excited. I know they released a brand new tool that you were impressed about out there.
Yeah, I really like the new. There's a new DVD. And we bought 500 of them. Does anybody know what it's called? I like the content, but I don't remember what it was called.
What was something?
Chris like or Dave, y'all?
Time for Change?
Yeah,
Time for Change. Yeah, Time for Change. But they showed the video in its entirety at the convention, and I just liked it. It reminded me a lot of the old video that we had when I first got started 9 years ago that was called Now at the Time, which did not go into a lot of detail on the comp plan. It didn't explain the product. It was just really more of, hey, there's a great idea out here that you might want to consider. You might want to go and get more information on this. And it's kind of my style. It fits into my style of recruiting because I'm a multi-step recruiter. I like to expose and follow up and expose and follow up all with the same person, kind of moving them towards a closing event. And I really like this as a first exposure. I think it would be a wonderful video to do like I did in my first night in the business, which was, you know, setting an appointment with my family members just to show them the video. And I would feel very comfortable showing Time for a Change. And so we bought 500 of them. They had a show special on it. And I think that this week, if you call Video Plus, I have a feeling that they will honor that price until this Saturday because they're going to be doing a lot of recap events this Saturday. And I know they're sending out paperwork to all the meeting coordinators that are holding these recap events, allowing them to sell the tools at the same price that people bought them at the convention. So I'm excited about that. I think that's it's a great new tool. We're going to flood our marketplace with it. And what we're going to have, Randy, what we're going to have our people do is go back to the idea of setting appointments and actually physically going to their warm markets, house or office or lunch with them and showing them this video. And then if they like it and they're interested and they want to get more information, invite them to come to a lunch or invite them to come to a business briefing or possibly get on a conference call. And so, you know, have them do the same thing, which is, you know, expose and follow up, expose and follow up. I love this convention, too. I thought Dave and Chris did a wonderful job recapping the events. The thing that my wife Cindy and I were talking about on the way home was how much of this convention was focused on the part-time associate, the part-time opportunity, and then supporting that part-time associate with information and systems that would allow them to keep their full-time job and all their life responsibilities, but do enough prepaid legal consistently over time that they'd have some financial options. I really liked it. And Jesse McPherson was my favorite trainer of the weekend. I thought he just nailed it. I loved the training that he did. And the thing that I loved the most was that he did this little circle of activity. It was called tool meeting. And he said, that's just a little circle of activity that you go around and around and around. And he said, inside that circle is a happy face. He drew a little happy face. He said, it's happy, happy, happy when you're doing this type of activity. He says, when you get sophisticated and complicated and you start doing things outside of this circle, he said, that's sad. He said, that little pool of tears. He drew a little pool of tears. I thought it was really good. And I thought, that's exactly what we need to have our associates do. You know, we don't need them to learn fancy presentations and learn how to overcome objections and, you know, learn everything about everything about the product or everything about the comp plan or, you know, I think sometimes we lay this stuff out like you've got to know it, and then people, rather than just going to work, they wait until they learn everything, and I'm afraid that by the time they learn everything, they've lost their enthusiasm to go to work. And I just like the idea of helping that new person just to make a list of, you know, just some good friends and family that are close by that we can go and talk to right away. Who can we go and show this DVD to? It's a very non-threatening DVD, and we're only going there for one reason, just to find out if they find it interesting, and if they'd be interested in getting more information. And if they do, let's get your family members to come with you to a briefing, you know, to a business briefing. And that's the way I built my business. And a lot of people ask me how did you and Cindy build such a big team in prepaid legal when you didn't have a background in network marketing? And I said, we just did what they told us to do. We got some tools and we called up some family members and we went by and showed it to them and they liked it. And I didn't know how to sign them up, so I said, well, we have to go back to this meeting. They'll have paperwork, and maybe they'll show us how to fill it out. And when they came to the briefing, they liked the presentation. They were ready to sign up, so we filled out paperwork, and they got videos and went home and showed it to their friends and family and brought those people that were interested back. I think we just got to get away from the idea that everyone we're going to show that video to is going to be interested, because I would suspect most people would not be interested, but a few will. And the ones that do decide to join your business can definitely do what you've just done. And that's why I love the system that they taught. It's just so duplicatable. It's so simple that anybody can do it. I'd rather have a simple, duplicatable system that's not super effective than a super effective, complicated system that doesn't duplicate. Because then it never gets past you. I might be the most sophisticated salesperson in the world and maybe market lots of memberships, but I'll never build a big team because nobody else can do what I do. But anybody can get, you know, the new DVD and, you know, make an appointment to a buddy's house and go by and show it to them and then say, well, let's go have lunch on Tuesday. There's going to be a guy here doing the presentation. Let's go to the briefing on Thursday. And if they like it, sign them up and get them a DVD and help them make a list and start exposing their friends and family and bringing people back the next week. That's how you build explosive teams. That's how you start with a small group of, you know, three or four people, and in a year you have 400 people, and in another year you have over 1,000, and then it just goes on from there. So I just love the convention. I thought it was very nuts and bolts. I like the purity of the message. I don't think we confused our associates this time like we have in the past with too many choices. I thought the message was really clean, and I feel really confident that if the associates will take that pure message home, implement it in their own personal business, work with their team to get their heads turned and focused on doing those duplicatable activities, and then those of us that are in market leadership, if we can get our marketplaces to focus on that message. I really think that we've got all the tools necessary for the company to enter just an explosive phase of growth in our business. You know, the business that seems to run in cycles, and I just feel like everything's in place. I know Dave Hall said that. Everything's in place for us to experience tremendous success, and it's fun. You know, momentum is hard to get, easy to lose, and I feel like we're we're entering that momentum phase. I would just encourage the associates on the Moore team to realize this is the direction the company is going and to get on board. You know, don't let this this train pass you by trying to be too sophisticated or trying to have your own little special system that just you and your team do. Do what the mainstream of the company is doing and just stay with them. You know, stay in the middle of the road and move with the main bulk of associates that are doing those successful activities. You know, look and see what the Platinums are doing and teaching like we did at convention. And I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be real excited a year from today. And I would encourage everybody, just as the previous two speakers said, is to get your reservations for Oklahoma City now this week. Get your hotel reservations, buy your tickets. The reality is there are teams in prepaid legal, whether it be Mark Smith's organization or Ryan Carruthers, they could literally flip the switch with just their downlines, and they could buy every ticket that prepaid has available at the convention center. They could buy every hotel room in the city, and that's not something that would be good for our organization. So I would encourage people to get on the phone with Ada Travel, get the information you need, get your hotel reservations, and get your ticket spot. So, Randy, I'll turn the call back over to you. Thanks for the opportunity to join on the call tonight.
Well, I appreciate you being on, Jeff. I really did enjoy your presentation at the breakout session. I thought you really did an awesome job. I appreciate you helping out on that. And I want to encourage everyone, again, just go to the new website, moresuccessteam.com. You can go ahead and write there information for the convention, for the breakout session. And I want to encourage everyone, just go ahead and get pre-registered for both of those events as soon as possible. Make that commitment. You know, sell out, and I guarantee you, it'll make all the difference in you and your business and your attitude. With that, I'm going to go to back to the state of Oklahoma and to Bronze Executive Director, Mr. Jerry Arthur. Are you on, Mr. Arthur?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Mr. Arthur, I know you've been to a couple of conventions, and for about the next 2 or 3 minutes, if you don't mind, why don't you just tell everyone what your experience with this one was?
You know what, Mr. Moore, with your wonderful leadership, you've always told me the importance of going to the big event, and we hear it from Jeff Olson nonstop. And as I leave that big event, it becomes realization that that is, in fact, the one of the most important of the 10 core commitments. I mean, you just can't build your business without the inspiration. Now, the training we got from there was fantastic, you know. I've never seen anyone speak from their heart like Chris Hughes did. That was the most wonderful training. Jeff Hughes, as it was already stated, it was just so simple and how he makes it so easy to go out and do this business. And it is, in fact, just that simple. As Jeff said, Jesse McPherson was one of the best trainings I've ever seen on, again, the simplicity of the business. You know, Darnell Self, Michael Humes, John Malott, put a lot of comedy into their training, but it really drove home their message. The young ring earners we saw, you know, we saw several ring earners on the stage that were 30 years old or younger. Number one, Jeremy Moore, you know, a $250,000 ring earner. Jesse McPherson, Hunter Gray, you know, they very, very professional young people, but the fact that they've accomplished that at such a young age gives me inspiration that I, too, will be there. Of course, the ED banquet, as was stated, you know, people dressed up in their best. It was so inspiring to be there with them. But the formal items within the big event are fantastic, but like Jeff stated in his training, the things that occur out in the hallways are just priceless. David Hughes, I know you're on the call tonight, and I want to tell you how important it is the time that you spend giving me information and helping me when I'm not even on your team. And those are the types of relationships that you build at these big events. You know, how often do I have the opportunity to be in the presence of these people who don't owe me anything as far as, you know, me helping grow their team? But it just shows the kind of people they are, that all of the Hughes brothers are just so genuine. And the list goes on and on with the people that you see in the hall and, you know, the informal side of the event. And that's the real priceless part of this thing. You know, you just can't get inspiration from anything else like you can from the big event. There's not a whole lot of things that make my wife and I sit down together and really talk in depth about our goals with this business. Doing this business part-time, you know, I still have a full-time day job and three other businesses, and it's kind of a fly-by-the-seat of our pants, but we Stanton in the hotel room when we got back and on the plane ride back, and just put our heads together, and we're going to make this thing move forward from here. You know, it, once in a while I earn five figures in a month, but it's not consistent enough to be a ring earner. And, you know, it's our goal to really build our business. And, Mr. Moore, I want to take the public opportunity to thank you for being the mentor that you are, and Mr. Ken Moore and Jeremy Moore. It is such a privilege to be on your team, and I want to thank you for your leadership and what all you've shown me about this business. And I can remember 3 short years ago how we built my business in my living room.